ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग अवर सिक्स्थ कैंटो चैप्टर फिफ्थ, नारद मुनि कर्स्ड बाय प्रजापति दक्ष, टेक्स्ट नंबर 21। इति व्यवसिता राजन् हर्यश्वा एकचेतसः प्रयुक्तं परिक्रम्य पन्थानम् अनिवर्तनम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। सुखदेव गोस्वामी कंटिन्यूड। ओ माय डियर किंग, आफ्टर हियरिंग द इंस्ट्रक्शंस ऑफ नारद, द हर्यश्वास, द सन्स ऑफ प्रजापति दक्ष, वेयर फर्मली कन्विंस्ड। दे ऑल बिलीव्ड इन हिज इंस्ट्रक्शंस एंड रीच्ड द सेम कंक्लूजन। हैविंग एक्सेप्टेड हिम एज द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर, दे सर्कैम्बुलेटेड दैट ग्रेट सेज and followed the path by which one never returns to this material world. Purport. From this verse we can understand the meaning of initiation and the duties of a disciple and a spiritual master. The spiritual master never instructs the disciple, take a mantra from me, pay me some money, and by practicing this yoga system we will become very expert in materialistic life. This is not the duty of spiritual master. Rather, the spiritual master teaches the disciple how to give up materialistic life, and the disciple's duty is to assimilate his instructions and ultimately follow the path back home, back to Godhead, from whence no one returns to this material world. After hearing the instructions of Narad Muni, the Haryashwas, the sons of Prajapati Daksha, decided not to be entangled in materialistic life by begetting hundreds of children and having to take care of them. This would have been unnecessarily entangling. The Haryashwas did not consider pious and impious activities. Their materialistic father had instructed them to increase the population, but because of the words of Narad Muni, they could not heed that instructions. Narad Muni, as their spiritual master, gave them the shastric instructions that they should give up this material world, and as a bona fide disciples, they followed his instructions. One should never endeavor to wander to different planetary systems within this universe. For even if one goes to the topmost planetary system, Brahma Loka, one must return again. Shine Punne Mrtya Lokam Vishanti. The endeavors of karmis are a useless waste of time. One should endeavor to return home, back to Godhead. This is the perfection of life, as the Lord said in Bhagavad Gita, A Brahma Bhuvanal Loka Punar Avartino Arjuna Mam Upetya Tu Kaunteya Punar Janmana Vidyate. From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. Hare Krishna. So, in this verse, what did the Haryashwas do after hearing Narad Muni's instructions as been described? First of all, many wonderful qualities of Haryashwas are coming out over here, which are especially difficult in Kali Yuga. I think there were 10,000 Haryashwas. There are 10,000 of them, and it is described here, they are described as Ekachetasah. Ekachetasah, means go toward all being of same opinion. So 10,000 people all of same opinion. Sometimes we ourselves have two opinions within our heart. In Kali Yuga, it's so much spoiled case that we ourselves have two opinions what to do. But here 10,000 Hareshwas, after hearing properly from a bona fide guru, has of Eka Chetasa, same opinion. And therefore, now they are fully convinced of the instructions of guru, and to show the respect and to follow the instructions, they got up, did circumambulations, Prayoyukta, Parikramya, and they started walking on the path from where no one comes back. So basically this is the effect, or a desired effect or expected effect, of accepting a spiritual master and hearing instruction from him. The duty of spiritual master is not to increase anything materialistic life, as it is said here. And the duty of disciple is to accept such instructions which does not increase materialistic life and to follow them. In this material world, actually, everyone is very attached to increase their materialistic assets. Once our dear His Holiness Sridhar Maharaj, who was here, and I very strikingly remember, he gave one very nice point about how we ourselves are attached to this material world. He was thinking that just like if someone is catching hold of a big tree and just shouting, please free me, please free me. But then he himself is catching hold of the big tree. And who has to free is he himself. He just frees and then he's free. Or we have heard this Durga is a very wonderful prison house without any walls. Like that, we have heard one scientist did one experiment with some rat of some buttons and one cheese coming and something like that in a cage. Some experiment that some rat would go and step on a button and the cheese would fall. And then another button, some water would fall, something. There was few options. So initially the rat was kept in a cage so that he doesn't run away. But then he got so much entangled or attached to this trick business of pressing buttons and some things falling off, that even after the cage was opened, he did not run away. He was just trying, playing around with the buttons. This is Durga. What keeps her here is not the bondage of Maya, but our own attachments to this material world. We are attached to this playing games in this world of buttons with various types. Sometimes happiness, sometimes misery, sometimes mixed reaction. And we think, oh, let me always... This rat was very... What was happening, I remember. The scientist had three buttons. One button, cheese would come. Another button, some water would come. And another button, he would get electric shock. And then, after some time, he would exchange. From this button, cheese would come. And then another button, something else would come. So rat, he would be very happy to find out from which button cheese comes. So he was very busy doing that. And when he would find out, after some time, the scientist would change. So rat would go and press and he would get an electric shock. So in a similar way, the souls are very busy trying to find out which button the cheese in the form of material enjoyment would come. But here what happens is, ultimately the shock comes. Yehi sanspurshada bhoga, dukkha yoneva evate. But we, in our hopeless pursuits, are trying to find out that button or that act of materialistic life from which ultimate pleasure will come. But that button is not in the cage of material world. For that we have to give up this material world. And yen atma su prasidhati, that is thorough satisfaction. Full satisfaction, full happiness is not in this cage of material world. And therefore when the guru meets a disciple, he instructs that please give up this material world and go back to the spiritual world. But in this materialistic, initially we'll continue this point of attachment to material world and then we'll move on to the next one. In Bhagavad Gita also, if we analyze, the attachments of this world are basically categorized by two, as we hear, lust and anger, kam and krodh. And therefore, if we see almost in every chapter, almost, Lord Shri Krishna warns Arjun of these two dangers, kam and krodh. When Arjun asked Lord Shri Krishna, Why does a soul perform sinful activities even after knowing it is sinful? Atha kena prayuktoyam papam charati purusha. And then Lord answered, kama esha krodha esha rajo guna samudbhava. That the main cause of performing sinful activities is lust and anger. Even in the second chapter, where the steps of fall down of a soul is given, dhyayate vishayam pumsa sangas teshu pajayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodho bhi jayate. In every second chapter, third chapter, in sixth chapter again, I remember kama krodha vimuktanam yati nam yata chetasam. Lord is telling only those who are free from lust and anger can achieve perfection. I don't remember all the chapters, but many chapters Lord has told. Even few days back in Bhagavatam class, one devotee was telling this verse, which are three gates to hell. How that verse begin? Kama krodha tatha lobha taividyam narka seddam dwaram nashanam atmana kamam krodham tatha lobham. Here one extra is there, but still the common points are there. Lust and anger. So these are the two strong attachments of a person in this material world. And in this person, this material world actually is working very hard. He is not getting the cheese, although his all efforts are find out the cheese. But what he is getting is electric shock. Once I remember His Grace Majendra Puri Prabhu is here, but he was telling when he joined Brahmachari Ashram, his parents were telling, "Oh, why you are escaping from your duties? See, you should stay home, raise children, take responsibilities. You should do all these things." Then he was trying to tell them in a very enthusiastic way. He told me this, that he said, "Oh, why? See, through as Prabhupada is telling here, this Harishwas did not follow the instructions of their parents to produce children and having to take care of them. This would have been unnecessarily entangling." So, in a similar way, our dear Madhavendra Puri Prabhu, he was arguing with his parents that why to unnecessarily work hard? Is it not trouble to produce children, take care of a house, maintain house, so many taxes, society, electric, and so many things? So why unnecessarily one should take the harder path? Well, his parents accepted, yeah, it's harder to take care of a small baby. But still, we should follow the harder path. That was their argument. Because somehow that they wanted to convince. But he is following the path of Harishwas. he did not heed the instructions of his parents, as Harishwas did not heed the instructions of their parents, Daksha. But he is following the... They heeded the instructions of their guru. So in this way we see... This material world, Maya, the attachments are very powerful. Even though they are troublesome, but a person cannot give them up. He wants to continue on the path more and more, even though it's painful, troublesome, all odds are there. But easy path is not chosen. Actually, it's not easy, but it's completely joyful, thoroughly satisfying. Spiritual life also requires some efforts of chanting. But the path of spiritual life is yenatma suprasidhati. It's not only happy, but it's completely, thoroughly, out and right satisfying, and that satisfaction is increasing every moment. Anandam bodhi vardhanam pratipadam. That is spiritual life. You can't say that will be attained by sitting lazily, but we have to do some endeavor. But what is attained is really out beyond the words to be described. So this is materialistic life. Still people are attached in this world. And they want more and more gains. And sometimes we see people worship demigods for some gains, materialistic prosperity, removing of hurdles in their materialistic life. And on the other hand, Lord Shri Krishna, like spiritual master, his mercy is different. That famous pastime of Srila Prabhupada sitting in the train, and businessmen going up to him, trying to somehow or other squeeze in front of Prabhupada and asking for, "Swamiji, give us Ashirvad." And then Prabhupada pointed to his foreign sannyas disciples with dandas. He said, "This is my Ashirvad. So they were fearful. Not that type of Ashirvad. So similarly, in this materialistic world, people sometimes approach higher authorities. It may be demigods or supreme lord, to get some materialistic gain. In fact, in Maharashtra, there is this famous arati, Sukhakarta, Dukkaharta, Varta Vignachi, Sukhakarta. It gives all the materialistic happiness, Dukkaharta, removes all the pains, and Nurvi Purvi Prem, Krupa Jayachi. So this is prayer. It's okay, they are praying demigod, but if you see the consciousness, what is happening with the Krupa? The materialistic pains are removed, and the happiness is achieved by the mercy of demigods. But in Bhagavad Gita, our Acharya very nicely point out, Lord points out that ultimately whatever benefits you get from demigods ultimately come from Lord Shri Krishna. Then the question comes, if we know it, why does the people not go to Krishna? Why they don't go to Krishna? Because if we have unbonafide desires, generally the demigod worshippers, they want to desire something wrong or more than their qualification. Just like we can get a driving license if we follow the proper official process. But if we are not qualified and if we wanted to get it in an illegal way, then we may have to go in an indirect way. Similarly, generally if we have improper materialistic desires, we see the people are attracted to worshipping the demigods. On the other hand, Lord Shri Krishna says in Bhagavatam, what is my krupa? Not sukhakarta, dukhaharta. He says, my krupa is yasyaham anugrahnami harishya tad dhanam shanai. He says, if I show my mercy to someone, I take away his wealth slowly. So this is Krishna's mercy. But this is the first part. He says, when the wealth is taken away, this devotee fully surrenders to me. That is the important part. When wealth is taken away, he doesn't have any other shelter and he is fully surrenders to me, and in this way he achieves my perfection. So we see this difference is always there. On the other hand, the demigod worshippers or any other worshipper with materialistic desire, generally they don't have qualification and they want to escape the reactions of what actions they have performed. If we have performed some sinful action, we may go to some demigod, please excuse me, I have done something wrong. Like if we do some wrong in material world, then we may initially only tell some police officer, keep this money, but see that nothing happens to me. On the other hand, what is devotee's consciousness? Tatte nu kampa susumiksha manu bhunjan evatma kurtam vipaka. That let whatever reactions are coming to me, let them come to me. But let me peacefully, tolerating all the reactions, try to remember Lord Shri Krishna. So we see this is the difference between the devotees and also the Supreme Lord. The mercy of Supreme Lord is not just to remove your sukha and dukha, but by his kurpa, you will achieve the Supreme Lord. And for this, the Guru or the Lord may do many tricks. Sometimes we see, in fact, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, first Adi Lila, first part, it is quoted by Srila Prabhupada in many places that Acharya need not be a stereotype person. To preach to the varieties of people in this world, he may find out many varieties of means. So that the preaching, the mission of Krishna consciousness goes forward. In a similar way, we see the Lord sometimes comes in various ways. Sometimes the spiritual master, he also comes in various ways and helps the devotees as per their level. For advanced persons like Harishwa, the Narad Muni may tell, just go on the path of liberation. For their brothers, which are going to follow, he will tell, just follow your elder brothers. Simple instruction. Just think what your elder brothers did and you follow them. Next set. So like that, if we see the different instructions. In fact, the Vedic culture was that somehow or other everyone was made to chant the holy names of Lord. If we see in the Vedic culture, the names of people were names of Supreme God. If we go back around 200 years, we see everyone was named Shivram, Hari, Narayan, Keshav, Madhav. They were the names of the people. So even if we are calling, we are just calling everyone. We are like Aja Mills case. Even if we are angry, we are saying, okay, sure, what you are doing like this? Even if we are happy, we'll call some different names. So in this way, we are always chanting the holy names. The names of the streets were also of holy names of Lord, or at least demigods, because of demigod worship was popular. We have 4 metropolis of Bombay. At least 3 of them are named after demigods. But we have Haridwar, Jagannath Puri, Ranganath Kshetram, Rishikesh, Srinagar, Anantanag, Sheshnag, Anantanag. These are all names of the Supreme Lord. And by chanting these names, automatically we chant the holy names of Lord. So this way we see the whole culture was based that we chant. And also we see this name of Ram is very famous. In my new days of devotional service when I was at home, I was quite attached to geography of the world as well. I was going along the world atlas. And I saw this name of Ram is very famous. In many places all over the world, still the many names of cities are of having R-A-M-A, Ram. Like we have one in the Arabia, Ramallah. We can say it's Ram Lalla also. But the name of the Lord is there. The point is, anyway, that somehow that you are chanting the names of the holy name. So this is the trick. Somehow that you chant and the effect takes place. In fact, we see Narad Muni, he's an expert spiritual master. He has many, many big different types of disciples. So when he met Valmiki Muni in his past life, he did not instruct them what he instructed to Harishwas. He did not give Valmiki Muni the analogy of 10 points. But he said, you chant Mara. And then he chanted Mara, 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 Mara. And he also got spiritual devotional service. Sometimes, some people even if they chant holy names in a very bad way, it is said in scriptures, even if somebody says Haram, which is like a bad name, still he can get the benefit of chanting of holy names. In fact, there is one verse which I just learned few days back, there were some hunters moving around in the forest. Somehow that I don't remember the full verse right now, but I will try to say whatever I remember. These hunters are moving around in the forest and they are discussing amongst themselves. Vane charamo vasus cha arhamo. Vane charamo means we'll move along in the forest. Vasu cha arhamo, and we'll steal the items or money from other people. Hari. We'll steal from the other people their wealth. And nadis taramo. We'll swim across the rivers, because in the forest there are many streams and rivers, so they have to swim across. So nadis taramo na bhayam smaramo. And in the forest we'll never remember even think of fear. We are fearless. Na bhayam smaramo. Iti, in this way, the Kiratas move along in the forest discussing amongst themselves. But still, because they are chanting the holy names of the Lord, they are also progressing. And they are also progressing and can even achieve liberation. So in this way, we should understand the teachings of scriptures or guru is not stereotype. It can be seen to be of varieties, but the ultimate mission is the same. The ultimate mission is to make someone advance slowly but surely to spiritual life. And also now we'll move ahead to see what this real meaning of initiation is. This initiation is a very important part in a devotee's life. And Srila Prabhupada begins this purport by saying, from this verse we can understand the meaning of initiation and the duties of a disciple and spiritual master. The spiritual master never instructs his disciple, take a mantra, pay me some money, and by practicing this yoga system, you will become very expert in materialistic life. This is not the duty of spiritual master. Rather, the spiritual master teaches the disciple how to give up materialistic life. And the duties of disciple is to assimilate his instructions and ultimately follow the path back home, back to Godhead, from whence no one returns to this material world. Exactly this is what happened in the dialogue between Arjun and Krishna. Initially, Arjun surrendered to the Lord, and Krishna began by chastising him. And he did not just say, oh, what you are doing is nice, everything is nice, this way is nice, that way is nice. Not like that. He immediately chastised. What you are thinking is the way in which foolish people think. Parnya vadansa bhasase. Gata sunsa nanu sochanti pandita. The way you are thinking, the educated class, the intelligent people doesn't think in that way. He chastised Arjun. In fact, it's indirectly calling him a fool. You are not speaking like an educated person. What does this mean? It means you are not speaking, you are speaking like a foolish person. But in the end, after hearing the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, Arjun surrendered. Karishya vachanam tava. Just like here, Harishwas, they are surrendering. I will do your duty. I will do what you say. Harishwas were told by Narad Muni, then please don't get entangled in this business of your father, of producing children and taking care of them and increasing the population. Rather, we should decrease the population. Go back to Godhead, so population will decrease. So he said, go do something opposite. So that Harishwas took that instruction, and 10,000 of them perfected their life. We say the burden of, we want to decrease the population nowadays. I think this is better way. Rather than decreasing by abortions and things like that, let everyone go back to Godhead, so population will automatically decrease. No rebirth. This is a better way to decrease the population rather than killing the people, killing the animals. A better way is to let everyone go back to Godhead, because there is no population problem. Spiritual world can accommodate any number of souls. No problem of overpopulation. But here is the problem, so this is better option. Daksha wanted to increase population and Narada wanted to decrease the population on the earth. So in this way, this is the spiritual master. Even we see Srila Prabhupada, when he went to meet his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he got instructions. You are educated a young man. Why don't you take this mission or teachings of Lord Chaitanya and preach to the English-speaking world? And that was the instructions he received many times, 2-3 times, again during initiation, again at Radhakund, and again in a letter just before the departure of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. So in this way, the spiritual master instructs the disciple to advance spiritually, to give up his attachments. We see, Prabhupada would tell, when his business failed and he was staying in Vrindavan, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would come into his dream and call him, come, that means he's telling, come, take sannyas. But Prabhupada said, I was fearful, how can I do it? But ultimately one of his godbrothers, he also told, Swamiji, Prabhu, if you want to preach, you have to take sannyas. And he said, yes, this is my guru telling me from inside and outside. And he ultimately took sannyas. In fact, one should not be foolish to say that everything that's happening is by the mercy of guru, but actually it's by the mercy of guru. But one should be intelligent to learn what is to be learned from it. Like Srila Prabhupada, we see, once one postman told him, that you are printing these papers, but people will read it and throw it away. Better you should print some book. And he said, yes, my guru is speaking to his postman. That was his understanding. So one should be intelligent. The guru and Krishna, we should not wait. Guru is giving instructions. And we should learn how to follow it. And we should learn how guru may give through many other people also. In fact, that Bhagavatam, it is there, that Brahman, who had so many gurus, honeybee and so many other things in this world. He was telling, from honeybee I learned this, from this I learned this, from this I learned that. If man has an open vision with intelligence, then he can see how his guru and Krishna are instructing him again and again. We are discussing 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita in our base class, and especially the latter part where a soul, after giving, suppose he doesn't finish his yoga, he falls down, then he gets the next birth. In that purport, Prabhupada clarifies very nicely. He was saying, Krishna gives repeated chances to a soul to perfect his life. And the question was raised before that we hear that when a soul falls away, suppose, or could not complete, he gets a birth in an aristocratic family. So question was raised. He may not, if by chance in aristocratic family, he may spoil further. Generally, it is said in that same verse that a soul takes up to the spiritual life helplessly, even when he doesn't desire. But some chance may be there that he spoils. But then Krishna is saying, even if you spoil, I'll keep on giving you repeated chances for a progress. This way, that way, by coming across some book, some devotees. So Krishna doesn't leave. Any progress we do is permanent. But a disciple at the same time should be very eager to accept the instructions of Guru and follow forward. In fact, therefore it is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpan, sehi kale Krishna kare atma sama. That when a soul surrenders completely at the time of initiation, he gives up everything. At that time, Krishna accepts him and makes him as he is, that is, spiritually in nature. At the time of initiation, it is said all our karma goes away. Our body changes. There is one verse in Sanatana Goswami has quoted in Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 1st chapter. Yatha kanchantam yati kansyam rasavidhanena. Rasavidhanena, by a chemical process, just like a bronze, a bell metal, can achieve gold. Yatha kanchantam yati kansyam rasavidhanena tatha dikshavidhanena dvijatvam jayate nunam. Just like in a similar way, by the process of initiation, a man can be elevated to a Brahman or a Vaishnava or a pure devotee stage. And in that way, our karma is changed, our body is changed. Srila Prabhupada explains, we may not be able to see how our body is changed. Our body remains, after initiation, same height, weight, color. But Prabhupada is telling that here, Narada Muni is discussing of the subtle body. There is gross body and subtle body. If the process of initiation and the instructions of Guru are taken seriously and we continue to chant the holy names of Supreme Lord, surely our subtle body is changing. Our heart is changing, our consciousness, mind, intelligence and ego is changing. And that may not be visible to our eyes, but that has changed and that is changing. And Prabhupada says, even though not visible, we have to accept it on the basis of authorities of Shastra. Because ultimately, all gross body is achieved based on how our subtle body is. And therefore, after initiation, if a disciple follows the instructions of Guru properly, at the time of death, his subtle body will not take him to any other gross body. In fact, the soul will give the subtle body as well, because he has no materialistic desires, and he will achieve spiritual body. So the external body may not change. In fact, our Acharya, Vishwanatha Thakur, he explains at the time of initiation, all our karmas go away, except prarabdha karma, in the sense that karmas which have come to us with this body. And some things, some of these remain, but others go away. Initiation is ultimately not a formal process of just going to Guru, accepting a bead, and attending a yajna. In fact, we remember in early days of ISKCON in America, one person came and joined the temple. And he stayed there for some time. He started chanting 16 rounds. And he got initiated. But the day after initiation, he left the temple and went away. And people were a little bit amazed. What happened? Then they came to know that he was actually a philosophy student, PhD or something. And for his thesis, he wanted to have an experience of getting initiation. So just to make a show, he came to the temple, stayed, chanted 16 rounds, following, doing everything. That time initiations were a little faster, within 6 months. And now it's a tough time, some maybe few years. But that time he got, within 2-3 months he got initiation, maybe 4-5 months. And therefore, he got initiation and next day, because his job was over. So Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada, what is this? He got initiation. Prabhupada says, as he did not accept me from the heart, I did not accept him from the heart, although that process was done. So initiation is not only formal thing, some external, which we can catch on the video. I came, photograph. That is not initiation. Initiation is from our consciousness. surrender to spiritual master, ready to accept. That is the process by which we show our surrender. But initiation that has effect is on the consciousness, where we surrender to spiritual master, are ready to accept his instructions and follow them in our life. As Gaurang Purvani was telling in his lecture, we are all very eager for instructions. But he has given one instruction, chant attentively. How we are following that instruction? Chant attentively. So, but we want hundreds of instructions, and it's just like consumerism. We got one thing, keep it. Another thing, keep it in the house. So we are eager in this Kali Yuga. Instructions. But instructions are already there. Chant attentively. We are not doing it. At least myself, I am not putting even sufficient effort to do it. What to speak of doing it? If one puts sufficient efforts and he can't achieve, that's okay. But at least for myself I can speak. For this one instructions, I am not putting the sufficient effort as well. But we are very eager. Give me more instructions. Instructions are already there. Prabhupada has written these books. So a devotee, a disciple, has to accept them. And he need not be very eager to get perfection. He should patiently continue his following the instructions. In fact, in another place, in Srimad Bhagavatam 4th canto, glorifying or telling the importance of initiation, Srila Prabhupada explains the purpose. And Narad Muni instructed one disciple and he said, you chant japaha, chant this mantra. The Sanskrit word is japaha because the meaning is based on that word. I am telling the word japaha. And Prabhupada says this japaha means a confidential mantra. Confidential mantra. But somebody may ask, if this is confidential mantra, why it is mentioned in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam? It's public. It's publication. It's publicized. Prabhupada explains, this mantra of spiritual life may be published in Srimad Bhagavatam. But it is confidential in the sense that one may receive the published mantra anywhere. But unless it is accepted to the chain of disciplic succession, the mantra does not act. What is that? How it begin? Sampradaya vihina mantraste nishfala matah. Sampradaya vihina. And without accepting it from the chain of spiritual master, the effect may not be there. So it may be public. But it's still secret. Just like Lord Krishna says, this great secret of Bhagavad Gita. And so many people have reading it now. But this secret of Bhagavad Gita has to accept it to the medium of spiritual master. Otherwise, 1,000 rupees note may be lying on the road. But if someone doesn't know how to use it, for him it's a secret. 1,000 rupees. But then somebody tells him, oh, it has to be used this way. Then he can use it. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita is open. So many places. Yesterday, that day, in the Dadar stall, our temple here, distributed more than 1,000 Gitas. And the same strength were there of our Rasvihari temple and Radha Giridhari temple also. They did also many Gitas. And every day there are so many Gitas going. But then also it has to be accepted. And also so many Gitas from other publications are also going. But a Gita has to be accepted by Parampara. We have to read the words coming from a Guru Parampara. Then only it will be effective. Otherwise it is public, still not public. It's public and private. Because it has to be accepted from Guru Parampara. From Tat Vidhi Paripatena. Pariprashnena sevaya, upadekshanti te jnanam, jnaninas, dattva darshina. It has to be coming from a guru. And at the same time, once we take shelter of a guru, a devotee has to go on patiently serving his guru. In fact, that's his life. Why he should need something else? I am serving guru and not some higher perfection. A perfection is to serve the life, serve the spiritual master. Not that serving spiritual master, that is Mayavad idea. We serve spiritual master and we go somewhere higher. In fact, highest thing in this world is to serve Guru. What higher do? In fact, this story is there when this Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj, Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj, he was staying in Mayapur and some big sannyasis, Babajis, came up to him. And they asked, oh Babaji, you are very advanced devotee. Please give us initiation in Siddha Swarup. Please engage us, give us initiation to the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. So Gaur Kishore Babaji said, oh, very nice, come. You see, this is a plot of land outside my hut. Please you make it suitable for sowing some vegetables. And they said, but what about Siddha Swarup initiation? Yeah, yeah, but please make this before. So they, somehow they are big sannyasis, not only sannyasis, babajis. They took the instruments in their hand and started working with the earth. They made that plot suitable. And then he said, okay, now you sow the various vegetables. They're waiting after some time. Now you water them. Now you remove the weeds. They got a little fed up. What is this? We come here from some higher thing and now he's telling me to do agriculture, farmer. But actually, this Gaur Keshavadas Babaji Maharaj was exactly engaging them in the highest spiritual service. Because in his perfected form, his service is to grow vegetables and flowers for Srimati Radharani and Krishna. And in that service, he was engaging them knowing it. But they could not recognize it. So one should not be eager. If we are not qualified to get the perfection of the... We are saying, when will I get perfection? Just like we say, when Krishna was present on the earth, many people could not recognize him. Therefore, seeing Krishna is not important. When Krishna was on the earth, thousands of people were seeing him. But no one was becoming... Many were devotees, many could not recognize him. So seeing Krishna is not important. Devotional service is important. So many people saw Krishna in Dwapar Yuga. They did not surrender to him. They went to fight with him. They criticized him. They went to kill him. So what is the use of seeing Krishna in such a way? If we are not qualified or ready to see Krishna, even if Krishna comes, we may not recognize him. So seeing Krishna is not important. Serving Krishna is important. In a similar way, service to Guru is highest. There is no need to progress. Automatically, Guru will engage you in the service of highest Supreme Lord. In fact, his service is the service of Supreme Lord. Because he is serving Gopi Bharaturupada Kamalayor, Das Dasanu Das. He is serving the Supreme Lord and we are serving him. So that is, we are serving the Supreme Lord. No difference. But still, as we see in this case of Gaur Keshavadas Babaji Maharaj, he will engage us. This is not like materialistic corporate world, where there is a competition to keep our people below us. If somebody is going up, if material world it is like that. Just see, I am boss and anyone below me should not excel. If he is excelling, then something should be done to stop his perfect activities, otherwise he may go above me. But in the spiritual world, it's the opposite. We see Srimati Radharani, she is telling all the gopis, you go near Krishna. You serve him directly. And all the gopis, they are pushing Srimati Radharani. Now you go near. So this is spiritual life. Spiritual master is not like, just to compare, it's not like corporate disciples, you remain there. No, as Prabhupada said, even if one of my disciples become pure devotee, my life is successful. He did not want to say, oh, you are Krishna. Although the connection to Krishna is through Guru, but Guru is not saying, oh, you are only through me. Guru is saying, become pure devotee. But disciple always remembers, he remains Krutagnya, that my connection to Guru is Krishna is through Guru. He doesn't forget that any time. This is very important. The spiritual master, the founder of the movement, Srila Prabhupada, their position can never be changed in a disciple's life. In fact, serving them, as Srila Vishwanatha Thakur says, Vyavasayatmika Buddhi, Ekeha Kurunandana, that the order of spiritual master is one's life and soul. Serving him is as good as serving Lord Shri Krishna directly. And there is no need. No, I serve Guru. No, I will serve Krishna. There is no. One should be eager. One should be patient. One should be, in fact, happy to serve Guru. And Srila Prabhupada will quote this verse from Bilwa Mangal Thakur, Srila Bilwa Mangal Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, while explaining this verse, he says one should not be eager to see Krishna somewhere in the groves of Vrindavan and dance with him, while at the same time maintaining the desires of sense gratification. Rather, one should patiently carry out the instructions of his spiritual master. And that is his life and soul. And to make this point, Shri Bilwa Mangal Thakur, he quotes this very beautiful verse. He says, Bhakti stvai sthiratara bhagwan yati syat. He's praying. What is praying? Let me dance with Krishna in some Vrindavan groves. Bhakti stvai sthiratara bhagwan yati syat. He's praying if, syat means agar, if it happens like that. If it happens, how? Bhakti stvai sthiratara. What type of devotion? Sthiratara, fixed. One-pointed devotion. So bhakti stvai sthiratara bhagwan yati syat. Daivena na falati divya kishora murti. He said, if my bhakti becomes fixed, sthiratara, on the Supreme Lord, Tvai, O Supreme Lord, what will happen? Daivena na falati kishora murti. The Supreme Lord, Kishora murti, the young Lord Shri Krishna, in due course of time by higher arrangements, falati, he will appear just like the fruit in the tree. There is small bud, then flower, then big flower, then flower dries off. But then another small fruit, unripe fruit, and then ripe fruit. Similarly, phalati. If my devotional service becomes situated in a sthiratara, fixed, then daivena, by the desire of Krishna, for me, phalati kishora murti. The Supreme Lord will appear in due course of time. There is no need for some special endeavor. Endeavor is to become sthiratara bhakti. Endeavor requires to develop sthiratara bhakti. Then automatically the young, beautiful Krishna will come in front of us. Automatically we will get that chance. But let us endeavor to make sthiratara bhakti. Let us try to become fixed on the instructions of Guru. And then what will happen? Mukti swayam mukulitanjali sevate asman. When a disciple is fixed in carrying on the orders of his guru, spiritual master, what to speak of Krishna himself is, if Krishna is coming in due course of time, phalati, then certainly Vilvanga Thakur says, mukti swayam, even liberation with folded arms, kruta anjali, kutalita anjali, she is folding hands and waiting at a door. Next line says, dharmartha kam gataya samaya pratiksha. So she is waiting at the door, folding her hands, along with dharma artha kama also. Samaya pratiksha, she is waiting to serve the pure devotee. So this is pure devotee. There is no need to endeavor for some higher perfection. But endeavor is to make our bhakti sthiratara, let our consciousness be fixed in the instructions of spiritual master. That is real initiation. Hare Krishna. It's quite some time late, so we'll end. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Anand Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Jai.